Abstract. This scientific article examines the evolution of pedagogy in Ecuador throughout its history, focusing on critical moments and influential factors that have shaped the country's educational system. Starting with the background of the oral transmission of knowledge in indigenous tribes, the importance of the organization of life and cultural models in initial education is highlighted. The influence of prominent philosophers such as Plato, Aristotle, Thomas Aquinas, Luther, Marx, Engels, and Kant on world pedagogical theory is analyzed. These thinkers have contributed significantly to the development of pedagogy globally. The article identifies three critical moments in the pedagogical evolution of Ecuador: the Archaic Era, the Middle Ages, the Modern Age, and the Contemporary Age. Each of these moments represents fundamental changes in the conception of education, teaching methods, the roles of teachers and students, and the focus on creativity and individuality. The differences between traditional pedagogy and humanistic pedagogy are highlighted, highlighting the distinctive characteristics of each educational approach. In addition, the four key stages in the educational revolution in Ecuador are described, from the Aboriginal era to the Republican era. These stages include milestones such as the introduction of free and compulsory primary education, the secularization of education, and the influence of leaders such as Eloy Alfaro in the modernization of education in the country. The article also addresses more recent educational reforms, such as the modernization of teacher pedagogical training, the expansion of intercultural education, and the decentralization of education. Ultimately, the importance of education as a universal and mandatory right in Ecuador is emphasized, underlining the essential role of the state in guaranteeing this right and its impact on the development of society and the country as a whole.